This is Dr. Bruce Monasterski. I have been practicing general neurology by the New Jersey shore for 20 years, but a long time ago in a city far, far away, I did a residency in neurology in beautiful Rochester, New York. There are so many memories during my time in Rochester. I looked through the recommendations for things you could talk about for these neuro stories, and I decided to talk about some people that were very important to me during my residency, people that unfortunately I would not be able to see when I come up for the anniversary celebration. The first is Stephen Schwid. Steve was the chief resident when I first began my neurology residency. I had come out of my internship and I knew important things like how to put central lines in patients, but I really did not know a lot about neurology. Steve helped get me started to learn how to be a neurologist, and as you all know, he was a very patient person. You know, you couldn't have asked for someone better to start off with as a green resident. I also was very lucky to spend time at Rochester General Hospital with Dr. Joshua Hollander. I think the majority of people who rotated through there would agree that was a great rotation, and working with Dr. Hollander was a wonderful experience. During the last year in my clinic, I was very lucky to have worked with Dr. Joint, getting to know him personally and also learning from him was a very special time. But the person who I think made the biggest impact on my time there, I worked with Dr. Richard Satrin for 3 years in the resident clinic, and I learned a lot from him, not only in practicing neurology, but in how to be a doctor and how to talk to people. At the time, it seemed kind of hard because time was limited, but we would spend time speaking to patients, and I learned how important it is to talk to patients and to get to know them, because you find out information that you wouldn't know otherwise, and this is often information that's so important in trying to help patients. Also, it's just a very good experience to get to know your patients as people, and I have taken care of so many nice people over the years. Dr. Satrin was always a very supportive person, even at times when maybe you were a little baffled by things. He was always very supportive. He was a true gentleman, and it was a real honor to work with him. I do regret that I did not get a chance to speak to him years later after I had been in practice. I would like to have let him know that I believe I had become a very good doctor, and a good part of that was due to his training and support, and I do really appreciate it. And